T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
646, 14 before 7. If you have any questions about real estate in New Orleans, now's the time to text your question in at 504-260-1870. I guess you could call as well if you have time to do that. We're talking to Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst, about the real estate market in New Orleans and how it's looking. How you doing, Arthur? Good morning.
Doing terrific, Tommy. Good morning.
I'll get you involved in a conversation before we get into real estate, and that is, how many really good friends, and I made the mistake of naming names, and I got to fix that later, but friends that you have that you would trust to handle your affairs if you were gone, take care of your family, trust them with your checkbook, good friends, how many would you say you have in your life?
I'd say
excluding family.
I'd say it's probably about five.
That's about what the number we've come up with. That's what it turns out to be. Tell me about real estate in the market.
Well, it's a little rugged right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the interest rates and the inflation and just the negativity of politics and everything else, crime. But we're still selling houses out there, so it's not like the market has come to a screeching halt. It's certainly down. It's down about 25%. In appointments being shown from the same week last year, which is obviously very significant. Of course, last year was a terrific year, so you hate to benchmark too much off of that. But regardless, we do see a downward trend in the amount of appointments, and we're about to go into that school year doldrum, if you want to say it, where people stop buying houses as in at such a overheated time of the year. So we'll see a little bit of a slowdown. We're seeing a little bit of a decrease in median sales price over the last month, and I think that's probably going to continue.
So much is made of crime, and rightfully so, and we hear the stories and see the statistics. Can you find a cause and effect, a link between slowing sales and crime that you can directly make for specific areas? And you don't have to go into it on the air if you don't want.
Well, I don't know that there's anything that couldn't be tracked that backwards that way. I don't, but I don't think it's too much of an anecdotal stretch to say that crime impacts home sales in a particular market. That's just pretty much common sense. I don't think you need an economist to tell you that.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I don't know if it's showings or whatever, if that's dropped off in Orleans Parish or if it depends on where in Orleans Parish.
I think it depends on where in Orleans Parish. Tommy, that's a really good question. I mean, Uptown continues to be a very solid market. Some of the areas of New Orleans that are high crime rates have always been depressed in terms of home sales. So I hate to say that it's a big change. It's a subtle change. But it's always been more, a riskier purchase in an area where you've got a high concentration of crime. That's just reality. And as it starts to stretch across into other neighborhoods that didn't have that frequency of crime, it's certainly making people reconsider where they're living, where they want to raise their families, where they want to go to school, things like that.
Are there areas that are hotter than others, and what are the hot areas now? Where are people moving?
Well, it's the same old, same old. The French Quarter is still a believe it or not, very viable area for tourists. They still love it. They don't seem to, I don't want to say mind the crime, but it hasn't been such a don't come here kind of a warning to home sales and condo sales in the quarter. They've slowed a little bit, but it's still active. Uptown is always good. Bywater, Marigny, those areas of New Orleans are still doing well. Some of the other areas are just being impacted by interest rates. So I can't say that it's one particular market is outperforming. I think every market is being hit a little bit by the inflation figures. No market is immune.
Has the prices of houses gone down I'm trying to think how to phrase this question. It would seem to me like if homebuyer X has so much to spend on a house note that if the interest rate is going to suck up some of that, well, then the price has to come down to get them into that home. And what I'm asking is, are home sellers realizing that, and have they dropped prices accordingly so that people can afford to buy their homes?
Yeah, there's no question about that. Certainly, what I'm seeing is that people are still out there buying in numbers, but they're buying cheaper homes. They're going to a smaller home, where before they might have been able to qualify for a $350,000 mortgage. Now maybe it's only $275,000. Well, that's certainly going to impact the kind of house that they're going to buy. So you can't say that original house they were going to buy has gone down. It's just that the buyers are choosing cheaper alternatives to live in. And, you know, everything's kind of dependent upon that first-time home buyer market. So that's the real, if you want to say, red herring in the marketplace. The scary part of the market is when you lose those first-time home buyers, that impacts every single segment of the real estate market, all the way to the ultra-luxury. So getting those first-time home buyers back into the market is critical. And they're the ones that are very, very inflation sensitive. A tank of gas to them is whether we pay the utility bill this month or not. So it's very, very concerning right now on the low to middle income price ranges.
People that are freaking out right now because maybe a year ago, or I'm trying to think what the time frame would be, they came up with extra cash, you know, was happening because they couldn't get it financed because the value wasn't there. At least the appraisal wasn't there for the home. They came up with extra cash, maybe overpaid. If they're freaking out right now, what would you tell them?
I tell them they probably made a good decision, unless they're trying to sell it in this market. But if they were able to lock in a mortgage of 2% for 15 years or 3% for 30 years, they're looking brilliant right now. They're probably going to be locked into that home for 5 to 7 years, and that was the average before. So most people will live in a home probably about 8 years. So these folks really don't have much to worry about. They're probably not actively looking to move within this market anyway. But when you're sitting fat and happy on a 2 or 3% mortgage, it's really hard to all of a sudden go out there and say, well, you know, we want a nicer house, a bigger house, but our house note is going to triple.
Timing's everything, huh, Arthur?
Wait, what? Right, exactly.
Timing's everything.
Thank you, sir. We're happy where we are.
Appreciate it. Arthur Sturbco, local real estate analyst, 654. We'll talk to U.S. Representative Troy Carter in a little bit. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.